And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 24th of March, 2016. It was on this day, 1955, Cat on a Hot Tin Roof by Tennessee Williams opened at the Marasco Theater in New York City, directed by Elia Kazan, ran for 694 performances. It was Williams's favorite of all his plays, but he hated the film version of it with Elizabeth Taylor. Tennessee Williams, who always came to opening night, and directors didn't like that because Williams had a funny, high-pitched laugh, and he tended to laugh at lines that nobody else laughed at, so people in the audience were always turning around, trying to see where the noise was coming from, which bothered the actors, of course. It's the birthday of Fanny Crosby, the hymn writer, born in Southeast New York, 1820. She was blind. She wrote hymns, thousands of them, including Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior, and To God Be the Glory, and Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. And it's the birthday of the poet Lawrence Ferlinghetti, born in Yonkers, New York, 1919. His father, an Italian immigrant, died before the boy was born. His mother was committed to an asylum while he was still an infant, whereupon a French aunt took him to France. After a few years, returned to New York, she got a job with a wealthy family. Then she took off. But the family liked the boy, took him in, sent him to the University of North Carolina. And then he joined the Navy during World War II, became the commander of a 110-foot ship. Ferlinghetti said, "Any smaller than us, you weren't a ship, you were a boat. But we could order anything a battleship could order. So we got an entire set of the modern library. We had all the classics stacked everywhere, all over the ship, including the John. We also got a lot of medicinal brandy the same way." After the war, he went to the Sorbonne and then settled in San Francisco in the North Beach neighborhood full of Italian immigrants, opened a bookstore there in 1953, City Lights Books, which made its name publishing Howl by Allen Ginsberg. Ferlinghetti did not publish his own book, however, A Coney Island of the Mind. New Directions did in 1958, and it sold over 1 million copies. Lawrence Ferlinghetti, who said, "I have a feeling I'm falling on rare occasions, but most of the time I have my feet on the ground. I can't help it if the ground itself is falling." Here's a poem for today by Robert Bly. "Like the New Moon, I Will Live My Life." When your privacy is beginning over, how beautiful the things are that you did not notice before. A few sweet clover plants along the road to Bellingham, culvert ends poking out of driveways, wooden corn cribs slowly falling, what no one loves, no one rushes towards or shouts about, what lives like the new moon and the wind blowing against the rumps of grazing cows, telephone wires stretched across water, a drowning sailor standing at the foot of his mother's bed, grandfathers and grandsons sitting together. A poem by Robert Bly, "Like the New Moon, I Will Live My Life," from "Like the New Moon, I Will Live My Life," published by White Pine Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. And by Staples, offering printer ink and toner cartridges for home and business, with in-store print shops offering customized presentations, booklets, and manuals. In-store and online, Staples make more happen. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.